Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and today we're talking about growing with your company. Every tech company is either in growth or slowly dying. I'm sure you know that, for example, if you're in SaaS business, you know that if you're not bringing in more customers, churn is eventually out to get you. And the same, surprise, surprise, is happening inside your very own engineering organization. If you're not feeling that you're actively progressing and growing as your team grows, you are either not growing as fast as you should be, and eventually you'll be doing them a disservice since they will have a leader that is not up to the task, or it might mean that you have outgrown the company, and in that situation, you might consider moving on. And I know that's quite a start for the episode, but that's not where I'm aiming, all right? I'm assuming most of you, dear listeners, are very capable at what you're currently doing and should stay or have the ability to stay if you want to. But what I do know is that you are more than likely to need some prodding in order to grow as fast as you should be growing and can grow, because believe it or not, you are a power multiplier for your whole organization. And if you're growing fast, you can help everyone achieve better results. Now, how do you even know where you're at? Here are a few quick assessments. These are all based on questions I usually ask my advisory clients when we start working, and I make sure to regularly ask these in order to see how they're doing. The one I'm always asking is, are you having fun? And if you're thinking, what, this is work, I should not be having fun, then first of all, very nice, because I just wrote that on my latest article on my blog. You can go there. But what I'm talking about is that in general, when you're thinking back, looking back a month ago, quarter ago, whatever, is your feeling when you're leaving the office on average a good one or a bad one? I'm not saying that you should be having fun with each and every discussion of every new feature. I'm not saying that you should be having fun letting someone go. Those are, of course, not fun. But you should, on average, be having fun coming to work energized, not coming to work in order to work. Because once you cross that line, you are moving into the freelancer mode. You're getting paid to do what you should be doing, and that's what you're doing. But that kind of thinking is not visionary thinking. It's not the executive mindset that we'll talk about soon. So you should be always aiming to have fun, again, in the broader sense of it. And you know what? If you're thinking, I just have to push on for the next couple of years till we IPO or whatever, and then I'll have my money, that's why I'm doing it, let me share something with you right now. I actually know a bunch of people who have made it. They have made their many, many millions of dollars. And you know what? They all keep working, either at that company or in their new company. But no one stops working. Everyone keeps coming to the office. Everyone still has a job. And if you don't have fun on average right now in the office where you are the majority of your waking hours, you won't have fun after whatever you think is coming, if it even is, and you are wasting your life. This is Aviv being very dark today, but really, if you're not having fun, why even bother? Just go home, go work at one of those huge companies as a manager or as an individual contributor, and just do your thing. No one would notice that you're all bummed out and you're going to get nice money. But if you want to lead an organization in your position, you have to be having fun. You have to be positive. Now that we've covered how unfun it can be if you're not having fun, consider, do you have a vision and a goal that's more than just the next quarter? Do you actually have a vision? I'm sure that when you just got started, even if you had this huge fog of war and you didn't understand where the business is going and you didn't know who exactly your client is going to be, you still had this big, big vision. You knew that in 2 years, I want to see us doing this and that and whatever. Can you still do that today? Do you still have this big image of where you want to take your organization? What kind of product do you want to bring out? What are all the new teams and capabilities and the changes to the product you'd love to do and that you're just waiting to start pouncing on the second you get the time and the budget? Do you truly, truly have something that you're looking for and that you're trying to get to? You need a real strategy. Strategy is not the next couple of months. Strategy is long-term. You need an agenda and a purpose, because that's what being a leader is all about. And as part of understanding your vision, you have to look back, let's say a year, just because we're at the beginning of 2020. Look back and ask yourself, what are you doing that you should stop doing? As the company grows, some things that may have made sense when you were smaller no longer make any sense in your current size. That might mean that you can no longer make the grocery shopping online, or that you should not be interviewing everyone right at the start of the hiring funnel, for example. As the company grows, you more and more should be at the end of the funnel, because I'm assuming you already have more and more seniors and managers under you who can do the initial part of it and hopefully make it so that people are funneled to you and you don't get all of them. And the other side of the coin, as you might guess it, is what should you start doing? Some things I'm sure that 2 years ago didn't make any sense because you were too small to consider. Now they might do. Do you need to think about better onboarding? Are you actively trying to see how your people are growing? Should you have career ladders? Should you have technical learning paths for all of your ICs? Should you change your organization structure from whatever it currently is to something else? Consider what you should start doing. And while you're looking back, what are your biggest accomplishments? And what are your biggest failures? If you don't have any big accomplishment, you're probably being static. If you have a few failures, guess what? I'm okay with that, because that likely means you're trying to change stuff up. You cannot always succeed, and if you're always succeeding, that usually means you're not trying hard enough. So think back. Do you have any failures, and what did I learn from them? Do I have big accomplishments? Because if not, then what was even the point of coming to work in 2019? Also, do you have an executive mindset? I always say that as an executive, you cannot allow yourself to be the cynic. You cannot be the person pulling everyone down. You have to be the energy source. You have to have a tiny bit of the Steve Jobs reality distortion field. And you know why? Because people are looking up to you. And if you're not pushing them forward, if you're not inspiring them, they will not do anything inspiring. I have a whole episode about the executive mindset, if you want to look at it. And I do believe this is very important. And as part of it, you should consider, are you a catalyst in your organization? You have to be with the right mindset to be a catalyst. But it also means, are you the one that people know will make things happen? Can they count on you to come over when there's something that you need to untangle in the big organization? Can they count on you to be the one that actually fights for them when it matters? And lastly, where are you now a bottleneck? If, even as you've grown so much, say in the last couple of years, you are still the authority for architectural changes, and that means nothing is happening until people get your time and actually can teach you the entire context, then you should stop doing that. If you are still the DevOps authority, you should probably stop doing that. Whenever you're a bottleneck and good, solid changes keep on waiting for you to have the attention and time spent to help it start moving forward, you should stop being that bottleneck. I know it's hard. I know you might miss actually coding. I know you might want to code. And I've seen some executives that still have a piece of code that they're the ones in charge of. You usually should not be doing that. You usually should not be the bottleneck. It's okay to have something that you can do if you've got the time. but you should not be a bottleneck. And all these assessments, are you having fun? What's your vision? What you should start and stop doing? What are your wins and what are your failures? All of these boil down to an assessment that you should have with yourself and come out with a result of, yes, I'm growing, or I'm not growing, or I'm not growing as fast as I should be, and I know now what I should be doing. Always remember, if you're not growing, you're shrinking, if not dying. And really, life is too damn short to do that. Let's make 2020 a great one. If you need anyone to give you a push and help you think how you're going to grow your organization, send me an email. My email is in the show notes, and I'll talk to you for 30 minutes, free of charge, just to see what we can do, all right? I'm just thinking off the cuff here. This wasn't in my show notes or anything. I just really, after recording all of this, I realized I want to help all of you. So if I can, let's do that. Send me an email. Let's schedule a call. Let's help you make 2020 be an amazing year. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll talk again soon.